I get down and feel icy cold through the thick padding on my knees and elbows. There's some radio chatter, terse announcements as each team makes its way through a series of checkpoints.
Chitin, keep the blockhouse covered. Hutter, any signs of life?
Hutter, nothing, boss. Blockhouse is warm, but nothing's moving outside it. Correction, I have a temperature fix on the courtyard. It's a couple of degrees warmer than outside. Probably heat from the blockhouse.
The blockhouse is glowing brightly on infrared, a surer sign of life than anything else we've seen. I edge through the tunnel under the walls, rammed earth overhead, frozen like cement, and peer round the corner at the blockhouse. The name doesn't do it justice. It's the central building in the complex, and it's built like a small castle. Windows high up, big dome erupting from the roof, small doors shut tight against the chill. Some kind of small vehicle, like a weird cross between a tank and a motorbike, is parked against the wall, dusty with a sprinkling that isn't snow.
"Cool, I always wanted a Kettencrad,"
someone remarks on the common channel.
"Morris, shut the fuck up. The cylinder heads are probably vacuum welded anyway. Chitin, check out the doors. Scary Spice, cover with the M40.
Someone who doesn't look at all like one of the Spice Girls moves up beside me and levels something that looks like a drain pipe fucking a submachine gun at the blockhouse. Someone else, anonymous in winter camouflaged pressure gear, jogs forward and then dashes at the door. Bazooka Man whacks me on the shoulder to get my attention.
"Get back!" he hisses.
"Okay, I'm back," I say.
Funnily enough, I don't feel afraid at all, which surprises me.
"Say, are you sure this isn't Castle Wolfenstein?"
"Fucking dinner say that, else you can live with the fucking consequences,"
someone rumbles in my ears. Soldier number one raises something that looks like a plumber's caulking gun and squirts white paste around the frame of the blockhouse door. Still no sign of a welcoming committee. I glance up at the hostile red stars above the battlements and wonder why I can't see very many of them. A thought strikes me just as the guy with the plumber's mate sticks a timer into the goop and bounds back our way, then crouches.
"Cover!"
The ground bounces and smoke and gas puffs out from the edges of the door. The gunk is a high Brissence explosive, and it cuts through the reinforced steel door like a blowtorch through butter. I see the door getting bigger and beginning to squash vertically. Then it slams past us, and the escaping gush of air bowls me right over and nearly rolls me along the frigid ground.
"Jesus,"
someone says, and I turn round to see where the door landed behind me. "Something is wrong," my nerves are screaming. "Where the hell are the Arneneber? There should be people here. That's what's wrong." Scary Spice has his grenade launcher leveled on the chamber behind the door, but the airflow has stopped, and when Chitin tosses in a flare, it lights up a bare, empty room the size of a garage, with sealed doors to either side.
"Spooky,"
I remark.
"Looks empty. Anyone home?"
The SAS aren't waiting around to find out. The whole of Bravo team piles into the empty vestibule in a hurry, and Chitin moves forward. More chatter.
"Airlocks, this is a fucking death trap. Get us in, get us in!" "Castle fucking Wolfenstein, eh?"
Alan remarks in my ear, and according to my chest panel, he's on a private channel. I join him.
"Why isn't anybody here?"
I ask.
"Who the fuck knows? Let's just get inside fast. You got any ideas?"
"Yeah. If you depressurize this building and Moe's inside, you'll have lost our best clue yet."
"If I don't depressurize that building, and some fucking Nazi revenant ices my people, I'll have lost more than just our best clue."
Someone taps me on the shoulder, and I jump, then turn far enough to recognize Alan.
"Remember that," he says.
"We're here for information first,"
I say, but he's cut over to another channel already, so I don't know if he hears me. In any case, he taps me on the shoulder again and waves me toward the vestibule, where Bravo team has sprung a door with a big locking wheel, hopped through, and the wheel is now spinning behind them. Airlock door, at a guess.
"Bravo, Mike here. We have atmosphere, half a kilopascal at only 20 below freezing. Pressure's coming up, lock safety's tripped. Everything here looks to be in working order, but dusty as hell. We're ready to go through, on your word.